This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm just going to try to find him. Well, I'm just trying to find the knob that goes to him. They all should be up.
Try those. Wait a minute. You might have unplugged the wrong one.
Wait a minute. It might not even be plugged yet.
That's what I'm saying. I gave him my old pair. Okay. Hi, listeners. Thank you so much for showing up.
How's that?
Got it.
See what you did? That's Brittany Sandoval, and this show is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. You got a Porsche, BMW, or Mini, and you're looking for a dealer alternative? Black Forest, 40 years experience. You want to go fast? You want to win a trophy? Go to Black Forest Motorsports. All right, young lady.
Hi.
So you didn't get your race last night?
Nope.
Well, then you got to relax, got to put your feet up.
Yeah.
Wash your car. And do a few other things.
Yep, just looking forward to the next race.
So who you got today?
Well, Smoke and Joe is back.
Get your microphone. Yeah. As many times as you've been here,
thing. Well, nope. He's finding the microphone.
All right, that's more like it.
Now
he
that's
brought more like in it. Another living legend.
He's a Borrego Negro.
Yes, he is.
And you got his shirt.
Well, we'll hear about my shirt a little bit later.
Poor guy doesn't even have his shirt on.
Yeah.
And he's fast.
Yes, a former factory rider.
For
Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to
And he rubbed the elbows with the likes of Don Vesco and Marty Tripes, who we've had on. Yeah. Please welcome Jim Beecham.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, very good, thanks.
My dad used to race for Harley Davidson back in the 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. Flat track. We used to call him Iron Wrist, so you can just imagine.
That's where they got their start.
Yeah, exactly. Well, them and Indian and there was a couple others, but not many. But yeah, that was, and then of course back then Harley Indian was
the rival.
Oh yeah, they'd knock down a few beers and probably knock each other out occasionally. So, what years did you race? I already know everything about you because I followed you, but you go ahead and tell the folks that aren't listening.
From about 69 to 73.
Right, exactly. 72. Yeah. Yeah, well, and people don't realize, they go, 69 to 72, that's not very long. Well, the career of a motorcycle rider back then with no wheel travel and virtually no suspension.
Didn't you win like 24 races in a row as well?
Yeah. That's what they said. I'm not sure. I didn't keep track of it.
You won a lot in a row. Quality over quantity.
And
we had quite a few in a row.
And isn't that funny? You never really cared about stats back then?
Not at all.
I mean, all you want to do is win. I mean, there's no argument there, mm-hmm. but you didn't keep track.
Didn't keep track at all.
No.
Just go out and win.
Yeah.
Well,
if all of a sudden somebody said, hey, guess you got, I did. I won that.
You know who brought that up was old John Gregory, a fame from JT Racing.
Yeah.
He called me up one day. Hey, Jimmy, I'm just looking at this stat here. And you know you won such and such races in a row? And no, sure didn't, John.
No. And you know, I think if you did concentrate on that, you wouldn't have been as good. I really don't. I if you're worried about stats, you need to worry about your race.
Yeah. Very well said.
Yeah,
one race at a time to conquer. And what is this? Was this motocross? What was the genre?
At the time, it was all motocross.
Motocross.
Right.
That's all we knew. And the biggest talent pool was right here in Southern California. Yeah.
You were talking about that in the green room. Let's hear. Let's put it in perspective our listeners.
Just one sec.
Okay.
Harley Davidson. Motocross? Do you want to explain that?
That's a good point, Dave.
Very good question. Yeah. Well, we got a call from, my dad got a call from a gentleman named Jack Crisman.
Uh-huh.
And he was an innovator, a designer.
Right.
And he was in the process of working with Harley Davidson to manufacture a motocross bike
mm-hmm.
for Harley Davidson. So he put a couple pieces together and used some Italian parts and put Aramachi motor
and piecemealed a bike together and said, we have a motocross bike. And Jack, the smart man that he was, looked around, and the biggest events at the time was CMC Racing.
Mm-hmm.
So we called up Stu Peters that ran the events, and he asked Stu, hey, who's the young kid that could get on 125 and make this thing win? He said, there's two guys, Billy Urban and Jim Beecham. And Billy declined, and I took the opportunity, and the next thing I knew, a Harley Davidson showed up in my front yard.
Oh, dreaming. And how old are you at the time?
I think probably 16, 17 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And my dad said, you're a professional now.
Yeah.
I go, wow.
Wow.
And the very first race we went out on, we won it. And Jack was just ecstatic.
Nice. How much practice did you do on this bike before you went out?
I did the practice that morning.
That's fantastic.
I only knew that. I mean, I just knew that was going to be the... Because you didn't know any better, right?
We didn't know any better. We take it up to the track. We do a couple practice laps. The next thing you know, we're on the starting line.
And there wasn't anything to do to adjust the bike to make it better, worse, or to your style other than what? Tire pressure and what?
Tire pressure was it, and adjusting the brakes. I liked my brakes very sensitive. I didn't want to have to hammer on them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wanted to touch them lightly.
Yeah.
They didn't have much brakes at the time.
Well, I was going to say, and that's scary on motocross because you're flying. You know,
changing
you come
direction.
Down, if your foot hits that brake pedal, you could end
tricky.
Up.
It's tricky. Yeah. They're very tricky. And if they got wet, if you were driving on a sloppy course and they got a little moist, it'd take a while for them to brake.
And you figured, heck, I don't need brakes. Yeah.
Do we know any names that you beat? Just putting it in perspective, like it wasn't like a local race that I got first. This was high level.
Well, we had a lot of people that came down at the time, and we had Danny Laporte that came down, Briar Holcomb, of course, Billy Urban.
Yeah, Billy Urban.
Marty Tripes. Tommy Croft.
Yeah, and didn't Marty Tripe, didn't
big
he?
Deals,
yeah, and didn't Marty kind of innovate the standing up on a motocross bike?
Marty's talent was far superior than everybody's.
Yeah.
Because he was trained by the Europeans.
Right.
His dad was Czechoslovakian, and he went over to Europe, and they saw this little kid with talent. And true story, they loved Mexican food, and his mother was Mexican. And so, Senor Tripes, would you have your wife make us some more Mexican food, please? We'll teach your kid how to ride.
Yeah, but you just feed us.
So Marty could do things at the time that we could only imagine.
Yeah.
But we didn't realize how talented he was.
Right.
And his career continued on far past mine. And the speed wasn't quite there when I was racing with him, but his talent level certainly was.
Right, right.
And was very fortunate to have an opportunity to ride with Marty. And in fact, I talk to Marty probably every day still.
How's he doing? Because I understand he had a little downfall.
A little hiccup. You know, he's a big guy.
He's
doing just fine.
Okay, good.
And a fun interview.
He's hilarious.
Well, I loved it when he was in here.
I have an hour that I do 6 hours of radio. Okay, I'm glutton for punishment. And we will get you and Marty and Smoke and Joe in for an hour.
Well, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, because...
Got to get Tommy back.
Yeah, because when you do these... It terrifies me, Chris. Well, I buy 6 hours of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can actually have a great... And then what's good, we'll give you this show so you can have it. Give it to your family, give it to your kid, whatever. And they'll have you forever on tape.
That'd be wonderful.
And that's really why Brittany and I do this. Because, one, we're both mad enthusiasts. And we love the stories. Isn't that true?
I love meeting everybody and hearing the stories. And we like talking about racing.
Yeah.
And speaking of Harley Davidson.
Who are you?
Wasn't there a guy named Rex Staton that raced for Harley Davidson also?
Well, you mean Rocket Rex.
Rocket.
Oh, boy. Rocket. Iconic figure there.
That's my man.
Yeah. And here we go with titles again.
Yeah,
we got Cadillac. We got
Rocket
Rex.
And Smoke and Joe.
Yes,
but we got to take a quick break. Unfortunately, they want to pay
don't
bills.
Don't leave us, listeners. Please don't leave us.
Well, we've got them for three sessions, so... You're going to get some more stories out of these guys right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, hi, Brandon.
Brandon.
Hello. Hello. How's it going?
Well, you didn't say hello.
I know. I waved and then I realized, oh, I'm on a radio station.
Oh, like my silent co-host on Mother's Day.
All right, folks. El Cajon Ford sponsors the Barona segment. Can't get any better than El Cajon Ford. Full family owned and operated. Go in there. They'll take really good care of you. Dirt Dude is doing my job
today.
Yeah,
he's announcing the Derby. What? Oh, nice surprise.
No,
he's not supposed to call in. He can call in anytime.
Dirt Dude, what are you doing? Get back to work. Come on.
Dude, I thought I had a break in the action. They're just firing up heat race number 3 to come out to the arena. I thought I'd have a little break in the action. No. I could maybe call in and say how great our night went last night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was awesome. I gave Brittany all the results here. You hear in the background behind me, cars rolling in for heat race number 3 on this one. Dude, we had some great racing action last night. World record, new track record from Cole Dick. Some of the best battling I've seen in the IC Modified between second and third. I was going to have Brittany like watch that video kind of stuff because, man, dicing, like back and forth. That lead changed every corner, every lap for probably 8 laps.
That's awesome.
How's your voice doing?
Yeah.
Dude, I lost it last night, regained it, lost it heat race number 1, took a break, came back, heat race number 2, lost it again, got it back, heat race number 3. We still have a last chance qualifier and a main event and a burn off, a car extrication. So it's just a heck of a day today.
Did I not turn you on to the best event ever?
Dude, I don't know what you got me into.
A fun time at the fair. He's at the Del Mar Fair.
Yeah,
right
you're going to. Hey, and if you go out to the backside of the arena, where they have the pig races, there's a place off to the right where they sell pork chops.
Hang on a second. I got to start heat race number 2.
Okay, you get back to work.
You go back to work. We'll do the results. All right.
Have fun,
but
dirt
no kidding.
Dude.
How fun is that?
They have the pig races.
Yes, I know right where you're talking about.
And then off to the right, they sell pork chops.
I'm distracted by what I saw on KUSI, the fruit stand, but I'm like, it's chocolate dip cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate dip strawberry.
Are you going? Yeah. You going to go out?
Yeah. My family, we're going then Wednesday after next.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going, but I've got to go.
Yeah. So let's have results.
All right, let's talk about the results.
This was last night at Barona Speedway. Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Cody Isabella, again. That's not the first time I've heard his name in the winner's
circle. And how old is Cody?
Well, it's Sportsman, so it's a certain, I don't know if it's 10 and under 10 or 11
yeah,
under.
Somewhere
it's
right
the younger of the two, yeah.
Which is why you folks need to go out to watch these races, I'm telling you. These kids are
freaking adorable. Yeah, if you two haven't been out there, they race, and then after the race, they just chase each other through the pits.
It's amazing.
They're awesome.
They're just kids.
Yeah. You got to get close to the mic, old man. Yeah, I'm going to get you a wheelchair. Kids.
The older are the Masters Mini Dwarfs. That's when you get a little bit older. Zayden Haynes, Junior Sprints, Landon Dalton. Mm. I feel like we've heard that name before.
I think we've heard that name
or two. Hobby Stock. So now we're into the adult division. So 14 and up.
On the big track.
Hobby Stock. Thomas Daffrin. Congratulations, Guffers.
I think that's the first, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
No. Lightning Sprints. You'll know this name. Grant Sexton.
Yeah.
Pony Stocks. You'll know this name. We've had him in. Dennis Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know the next name, Stock Car Street Stocks. They must have raced together, Brian Fitzgibbons.
He's got such a beautiful car.
It is beautiful, and I'm pretty sure we've heard of his name this season already. Winning.
And he is a cancer survivor, folks.
Yes.
And he's still doing well.
Yeah.
100%. Awesome. Yeah.
Got him back.
Just amazing.
Back out on the track. Sport Compacts, Kevin Ryder. Mm-hmm. And then, as Dirt Dude was saying, the IMCA Modified, Cole Dick. He set a new fast time last night at the track. Care to guess? What do you think is the lap time in seconds?
I would not even guess because you know that better than I do.
It's a quarter mile. This is awesome. Jim is giving it.
Yeah, but you
got to
tell him
thought.
What he's driving. Is it a
IMC
V8?
Modified? I don't know. A fast car. One of the faster divisions.
22.
Okay, thank you. You're looking over my shoulder.
15. That's a wild guess. Yeah. 15.
Oh, you mean your guess is 15.249?
Yeah. Joe was peeking. Yeah, Joe was peeking.
He did that in 15 seconds.
15.249. Wow. So who's ever going to reach under 15? I don't even know if it's possible.
And we have to say, Cole Dick is just a great kid.
He started with me.
In go-karts and didn't say more than two words.
Yeah, he's on the quiet side.
Not anymore.
Well, by kid, just to put it in perspective, he's a father and a husband, just so you know when he says kid, but on the younger side. Yeah. I actually saw that he broke that record and reached out to him. I was hoping to hear back, like, what was it? Was it a great track? Was it a new mindset? Something new set up? Like, what is it that helped you attain that?
But we'll get him in.
I hope so. Yeah. They have them all on a nice poster in the tech area, each division and the top score or the top lap time.
So that's great.
Yeah, so very nice. So last week, we had CJ Marin in. He's a lightning sprint.
Don't tell me.
He hit me up this morning. He did some flipping in his car.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I said, how are you feeling today and how is your wife taking it?
Yeah.
And he just said, I'm a little sore.
Was that the video you sent me?
No, he sent me video. I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Because you know that one you sent me?
Oh, my gosh. The two hit each other and one went out of the fence. They had to shut down. Like, the police had to shut down.
The street.
It seems like it's right along a busy street. Yeah.
And he lands in the street.
Yeah.
Thank God it was winged.
Yes. Well, why?
Well, because that's what probably took a lot of the brunt. Impact. Because when they pulled the car out, the car looked fine. It's just the wing and everything was mushed.
I think even CJ said, oh, ouch, the wing. I'm going to have to replace it. Something else I saw posted that Grant Sexton got first for the Southwest Lightning Sprints. They're not California. But Brent Sexton, I believe, got second.
Oh.
And then Parker Dumas got third. He's a former Dwarf car driver. And DJ Dumas got the Hard Charger, another former Dwarf driver. I've raced both those guys. So lots of familiar names racing and doing well in that division.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it?
How about we'll look at what is next.
Yeah, what's coming
June
up next?
June 25th, Barona Speedway. That is the dirt circle track. They will be featuring IMCA Modifieds. That's what Dirt Dude was saying was dicey, so good action there. IMCA Sport Compacts, IMCA Sport Mods. The Lightning Sprints will have the wings. Pure Stocks, Pony Stocks. The SoCal Mowers are back.
Lawnmowers.
And then, lawnmowers. Did you catch that?
Yeah, if you have a lawnmower, you don't want
it. I know I said it like that's normal, but yeah, like lawnmowers.
And they go fast.
Yeah, they can. Yep. Mini Dwarfs and Junior Sprints.
Okay.
Dwarfs. No, you can know, listeners, you didn't miss that. I didn't say Dwarfs.
No, you said mini.
Yeah, Mini Dwarfs.
Yeah.
So.
And didn't Wetzel, she...
Oh.
I don't think it was at Barona, though.
She was up at Lemoore. And I think I heard she got seventh.
At the first race, she got eighth. And then she started like 10th or 12th, and she got eighth, and then she got eighth, and then she got seventh, I think, on the main. But that's a brand new car for her.
It's a new car, and for some reason, it's not legal at Barona. So it's a little bit faster division she's racing in.
But she's grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, safe travels home for all of them. Deegan Irie, I believe, was up there.
Was he?
The current student where I am teaching.
Yeah.
And, Charlemagne, Braden?
Oh, yeah.
He was up there racing, too.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know how they did, but I wish them all safe travels home.
Yeah. And I'm sure we will hear back from them. Absolutely no problem at all.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Barona Speedway?
I have.
You have? The circle track?
Mm-hmm. I have.
How long ago?
It's been a while.
25 years.
Oh, okay. So not recently. I didn't know. You know, they say with age comes a cage, but you're still racing on your two wheels without a cage, correct?
Come a little closer.
No cage.
Come a little closer.
No cages.
But you're still out there.
I'm still out there, yes.
Are you running in a senior class?
Yeah, we'd have a super senior.
Oh.
Super senior.
Well, you know, Smoke and Joe, you sent me a video recently. It was televised. Right. And it said the senior class 40 and up. I'm like, when was 40 senior? Like,
no, they're still kids.
What is that?
I was 49, and I was leading the class.
Yeah, right.
40 senior in the same sentence.
That's just because you're getting close to
40. I think they've taken it to super senior.
Yeah.
And now it's the master's class.
Yeah. Well, that's classy.
Now,
I
would want to be in the master's class. Yeah. So what do you ride?
Well, the off-road, I have a Beta. And we're part owner in a small shop that we sell Betas, so I'm connected with the Beta, and they're a wonderful motorcycle.
Well, then guess what? You got another KUSI segment, because the last Friday of every month, we highlight a motorcycle. I don't know if you know Clint August. He's from Rock 101.5.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I'm getting tired of riding bikes at 5 in the morning, so I make him do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll put him on a Beta, you know, let him bang around. And now, it's not street legal, right?
Either way.
Okay, well, that's even better.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's like a dual sport?
Well, mine's street legal, but I can enduro with it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So we'll have him ride it and then have him come into KUSI. You come with it, and we'll promote the business.
That'd be awesome. And we'll bring my counterpart, Steve Grebe.
Yeah.
And they're great motorcycles.
Sure.
They're very durable. Yeah. And, they're all so good right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's no bad.
There's no bad motorcycle
Bad. Yes, dear.
Yeah, listeners, please stick around. I know we're going to do Paris in the next segment, but we're kind of touching on something real big that I want to get to with our guests, because we talk motocross, but I want to know what brought you to the dark side of enduros, because it takes a special
dark
person.
Side.
And I mean that with the utmost respect, because I love it. Like, my dad is an enduro rider, and I used to follow him in crazy places.
Your dad just fell out of his chair when you said the dark side.
But utmost respect, I think it's amazing, and it just takes that right person.
And let's talk, what is the difference between enduro and moto?
It's rocks.
Rocks. Lots of rocks.
Her dad loves rocks.
Oh, he does?
He said you just when you're riding down the trail, you look for the biggest rock, and that's
and
the
you
one
go
you
up
go
it.
Over it, because it doesn't move.
Oh, and we were talking just like, it's new around every corner. Usually it's like, hey, what's in store for me now? Yeah. And survival. And it's just a completely different mindset. I love it. You know, I was raised by wolves anyway, so that's why I love the whole hardened, like Romaniacs. He can appreciate Romaniacs.
Unbelievable sport.
I'm trying to get her and her dad to go over.
We would love to go there, but it's just so different than motocross, so I want to make sure we get there. It kind of sounds like we're touching on it with your, what was the name of the bike?
Beta.
Beta.
Yeah, like a Beta.
Fish.
PCR. No, like.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, B-E-T-A.
I actually thought
Alpha
like,
Beta.
I thought like test, like it's a you're testing it out. When Beta,
no.
Like it's our prototype, I guess is the word.
No.
I'm
when everybody
for.
Was by had their choice between a VCR and a Beta.
Oh yeah,
I bought the Beta.
Oh, okay.
So
good for you.
Yeah, every time there's something new out and there's two of them, for whatever reason, I always
so
buy
you
the
like
one.
Blu-ray.
Well, I got to tell you, Beta is a much better picture than VCR back in the day.
It was.
I know. Yeah. So let's take a break. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. That is one fast half-mile track, and the action was hot and heavy every time you go. And go to Night of Destruction. That's where the fun's at. ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Hey, we've had this guy on before, Jeff Dwyer and his son Seth. They were at Bakersfield's last night. And it was a pre-Father's Day duel.
I bet, yes.
And I have no idea how it turned out. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Not bad. Seth, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay. What do you think? Did Seth win or lose against his dad with that tone of voice? Yeah. You have to think. What do you got?
I lost.
What do you got? What?
For now,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because who wins, you know, gets that last piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Or they at the dinner table.
Yeah. So how was it, Jeff, racing with your son?
That's
that had to
awesome.
Be a little bit of a mind blower.
It was pretty nerve-wracking, to be honest with you. Like, I didn't really – I guess it kind of hit me on our way there yesterday on our silent drive there.
Silent?
It was just a little stressful, you know. It's just – you know, I don't really care if I get hurt, but, you know, it's your own – you're a kid out there with you, too. So
yeah.
It's a little different.
And did you change your attitude in the race? Because, I mean, you know, if your son's not there, you're going – you know, hammer down. I mean, you're taking chances probably, you know, like you do every time you race. But with your son out there, you know, you're probably doing the old looking over your shoulder or looking ahead wherever he was at.
Well, fortunately, like, we had different hot lap sessions, which was kind of good. And then we were in separate heat races. So that was okay. The main event was a little different because I was starting up front and he was starting in the back. And I knew we had to catch him pretty probably within 10 laps to lap him. And, you know, he didn't get to make it that far, but I was definitely looking ahead to make sure that he was okay.
Did he have a mechanical failure?
Unfortunately, he got in a little tangle with the leader when he was getting lapped, but it was just a racing deal.
Part of racing.
Well,
yes.
And that's good. That's good experience, mm-hmm. Right, Seth?
Yeah, it was good. I learned a lot from it. Helped me in my car.
Just to clarify, Seth, you're only 16, correct?
I'm 15.
15? And this was your first lightning sprint? Were you in the lightning sprints last night?
Yes, I was.
And the first time racing dad. So just for the listeners.
Yeah, so they all know. So, Seth, what did you think of the lightning? Or what did you race prior to lightnings?
I'm still racing them. They're speedway sprints. They go out of Victorville.
Oh, okay.
Raceway.
How much difference between the two cars?
A lot. Driving style was different. It wasn't more the speed of scaring me. It was more how you drive them. Because my car, you throw it in real hard. Those you don't.
Is it a wing versus a non-wing?
I was wondering, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, So I have to ask you, even though it's your first race in a wing car, which do you prefer, the non or the wing?
Non-wing, definitely.
Attaboy!
Yeah, that's right.
Attaboy, you're talking to a dwarf car driver. Attaboy!
Yeah. So you guys gonna... Did this just happen just to happen, Jeff, or...
Yeah, were you hoping this would happen? Was it a dream come true, racing your son?
It was kind of a thing that's been kind of in the works.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had talked about at the beginning of the year what we're going to do with him this year, because he destroyed his car last year.
Ooh. Destroyed.
And I said, yo, do you want to move up? Because he ran some practice laps at Verona last year with Brent Sexton. So we're thinking, you know, maybe we'll just throw you to the wolves and we'll see how you do. And he decided, you know, maybe I'll just do another season with his wheel-to-wheel car. So we built him a new car and we did a lot of practicing, and he did, you know, he was getting better and better. And at the open practice this year at Bakersfield, I took my sprint car and my lightning sprint out there just to shake him down. And my lightning sprint down, I said, why don't you just go run it the rest of the night? We'll just put you in it and you can go get some laps. So he started getting better and better and better. So he started talking to some people. His sponsors started talking to some people. And a guy named Pat Kelly has about 15 lightning sprints laying around. You know, they're not the newest things. They're a little older. You know, me and Pat haven't had the greatest relationship, you know, throughout racing, but, you know, Seth Poplar in the pits has a lot of friends, and, Pat just wanted, said, you know, why don't you just see if he wants to do it and get us some seat time. So, we were going to do it a few months ago, and Seth wasn't ready, didn't feel like he was ready. And, it was just kind of the time where kind of like a do it or not. So it just kind of all came together like that.
Isn't that funny how these things come together? And you hit on a hot topic that I always want to make sure we cover, and I'll let you start, Seth, and that's sponsors. Because, you know, it's nice that you carry their stickers or their decals or their lettering on your race car, but when you can give them airtime on the number one watched motorsports show that's aired all around the world, kind of give us a rundown as to who your sponsors are and help get you on the track besides your parents.
Sponsors are DeCarlos, Haircuts by Susan, Jobu Racing, Sex and Fire Protection, Mike Schweitzer, and Dependable Supply Machines.
Okay.
Good job, Seth.
Yeah, I always tell them to put it on a 3x5 card, laminate it, carry with you everywhere you go.
Or walk out to the garage and look at your
car. Yeah, or go out to the car. Yeah, why, go out and look at your car and see what it looks like. Jeff, who sponsors yours?
Pretty much the same. My mom, Haircuts by Susan, Jobu Racing, which is a friend of mine, Dependable Machine Incorporated, Cal Sun Racing, Amsoil Oil.
One of my sponsors, yeah. Amsoil.
Yeah, are the twins?
Yeah, I've been with them for a long time, and that's about it. We're mostly just, you know, a lot of people help us, but a lot of it's just a lot of hard work on Monday through Friday.
David, I didn't hear a food sponsor.
I know. I always tell you guys, you got to get a food sponsor, man, like Antonelli Sandwiches.
Well, last week, CJ Marin, so you may race up. We have a Lightning Sprint driver down here in San Diego, and he brought in his sponsor to studio, and it's a new up-and-coming sandwich shop.
Because it's always nice to have sandwiches at the track, so you guys got to work on that.
Well, we have Nick Novak and his Barum Pizza.
Well, you can't do beer and pizza till afterwards.
Yeah, I'll send Seth out on a mission. He's better looking. So we'll
there you go.
So, Seth, what color is your car and what's the number?
It's all black.
Ooh, and, stealthy.
For Junior, so JR.
Okay, well, you have to ask your question. Does this
mean anything? Why that number?
Because I'm not good enough for 4 yet. So I have to have the 4 Junior. So if we race together with my dad, I'll have the separate number.
That's funny. So clever. Jeff, what's your number?
My number 4.
He's 4 without the Junior.
Oh, I get 4 and 4 Junior.
Junior.
Pay attention.
He's coming. He's coming along.
Hey, it's been a long week, let me tell you.
He's freshly back from Alaska, Coldfoot, Alaska.
Yeah, but I drove the Hall Road, if you've never done that. That'll be an e-ticket ride, let me tell you.
So dad is 4. Son is 4 Junior. What color, dad?
My Lightning Sprint's all black, and my 410 Sprint car is yellow with the number 39 on that car.
Okay. So between the two, boy, Lightning and a 410.
Like a mega, like 410 sprint car, just kind of threw that in.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
Do you?
Yeah, we're pretty green on that one. I've been doing it for this probably 3 years now, but it's been kind of a hit or miss. We haven't had the greatest season. We hurt an engine earlier in the year, and then we got another engine, and we ended up hurting that one for us. So,
yeah, and that gets pricey, especially on the 410s.
Yeah. Parts too, you know, parts are hard to get right now, so we're trying to put one back together right now, but probably be another month or so.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you racing out at Paris? You're calling in during the Paris segment, but you were just in Bakersfield, correct?
I raced the sprint car at Paris, and then I'm going to probably run the Lightning Sprint show that they're going to have there in September, I think.
Have you been on the track at Paris, Seth?
I have on what would it be, like a mini stock?
Yeah, did it curl your hair?
Oh, the mini stock.
Cuz that's a fast track, dude.
It's twice the size.
No boy.
Half mile.
Yeah, half mile.
It didn't feel that fast cuz it's a mini stock, but yeah, it was quick for what they had.
Yeah. Well, there's a kid that has a need for speed.
Yeah, he's going to have to call in when he does beat dad and then let us know whether he prefers the quarter mile or the half mile. So I'm gonna, and whether he's been in the 410 yet.
You're going to hold that to him?
I think I can't wait to hear from him.
You're going
to
put the...
We'll see. I got that chrome horn on the front. I don't know if he's ever beating me.
A little reality check right
there.
Yeah,
well, you see, look at it this way, Jeff. You got through the first race without having a heart attack.
Did you ever stop thinking about your son during, like, at staging, or was he on your mind the entire time?
He was on my mind the whole time. The second we got there, it was, you know, I went over his car probably 15 times to make sure nothing was going to fall off. You know,
is there going to be a take two?
Time.
the main event time, you know, I was starting up front. And I stayed in the back with him before we rolled out, you know, just to make sure he was good. And
right. What a good dad. A good dad. Most dads would just throw you out into the pond, see if you can swim.
It was like a dream come true. It was actually really cool, you know. And then, you know, you have people like Bobby Mendovich, who's been doing this forever, come up and tell Seth, claps, you know.
Hope you got some really pictures.
Good, you know, so it was just really good.
Well, it's just such, you know, this is, again, one of those experiences that, you know, they're priceless.
Priceless, absolutely.
You know, the first time you guys did this, it's got to be priceless. And now you got this on tape, and Scott will send this to you, and you'll have it for as long as you want it. And whenever you guys, as you go through your, you know, the season, you know, if you've done something exciting or out, you know, because people, once they listen to these interviews, they start following you. Mm-hmm. You know, you become one of their favorites because they get the inside scoop of you. And but I bet they're the best dressed. Their hair's all cut. Their cares. Well, because the wife has a hair salon and she sponsors.
I
bet they look styling. I bet their hair looks good every time they go to the track.
Take their helmet off in slow motion.
They won't have helmet head.
No.
Because their hair's cut.
They won't
perfectly.
Have helmet head.
All right, guys. It's fun talking to you. Have a great Father's Day.
Congratulations on that.
And when's the next race that you're going to run where you'll both be on the same track?
We're not sure yet. Maybe Ventura in a couple weeks.
Ventura. You'll get dizzy.
Little one.
You're going
to. I'm only going to run them maybe two or three more times because we want to be able to save them for rookie year eligible.
Oh. Yeah. Great idea. All right, guy. Oh, you have a.
Well, Jeff, just a reminder, when your son does beat you, it will be a very memorable and iconic moment that you'll cherish forever.
I don't know.
You know this personally?
You know this personally? Mm-hmm. You beat your dad?
No, my son beat me.
Your son beat you?
Yes.
Okay. Coming from a man that knows, buddy. Thanks for calling in. You guys are the best.
All right. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to listen to this story. This ought to be a good story.
Another story we want to hear.
That's what this is all about. We're storytellers.
Hey, when your son beats you, that's called passing the torch. Yeah.
That's right? Exactly right. What you call
that's
it.
That's right.
This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You can always tell when we're coming back because Brittany starts dancing. I think it has to do with Brendan. Folks, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Not only can they work on your car, but they've got a dyno to make sure whatever they did works just fine.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got two very, 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 very special guests.
Not enough time with them.
I knew you were going to say
There's not. We want to hear about his son beating him. I want to hear more about my shirt. I want to hear about what took him to the dark side. Hammer down.
Schedule an hour, young lady.
I know. I know you want to hear about his son.
Yeah. Well, and your grandson, which is coming up.
We were off air.
He's 9 years old.
Give
him a little shout-out, Grandpa.
Did he show any interest to riding, or did you talk him into it?
As soon as he got on the bike, his eyes lit up.
That's a dead giveaway.
I know, it's a great escape, you know. Mm-hmm.
Great escape.
Do you still do that, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Your eyes light up?
My eyes light up. I do. And my grandkids do, too.
Have you got your grandkids riding?
Yeah, but talk about sons and fathers. I used to play racquetball a lot, and I thought I was pretty good. And when my son beat me.
Which son?
Darren.
Oh.
He actually cried.
He cried or you cried?
He cried because he beat me. Beat the old man.
That was tears of joy.
So he felt bad
that he felt bad. He felt bad. And then probably 3 years later, we played again, and I beat his ass.
And did you cry?
No.
I didn't think. Of course he's not going to cry.
No,
yeah. So what is your son? What does your son do? What is he riding professionally or?
No, he just right. He's a dad. He's got a new son that was just born 3 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations!
Wow. And his name's Ryder. A little boy, 3 weeks old.
Ryder, how cute is that?
And so my son is running a property management company.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's just in business.
So he has time maybe to go on the weekends, go for rides.
Yeah, he'll go ride, and then I'll take him out. And we've been doing a lot of downhill mountain bike riding.
He was just in Mammoth 2 days ago, throwing snowballs at us.
The pedaling kind. pedal assist with electricity, of course.
You have an electric one?
Yeah, we have a pedal assist where you can go uphill real good and then come down some of the good stuff.
Yeah. And, how cool is that?
Yes.
We got a good group of people that go out there, and they just love it. And Spetway can ride right from the house, so it makes it easy. They're quiet.
Is it a club?
No. Well, we have several clubs. We do have a motorcycle club and club Rego Negro, which is a club that I formed for off-roading.
Right.
And then just our small knit of bicycle riders. And what we do is a little more extreme. A lot of guys won't go out and ride with us.
Because he was an enduro rider, of course you're doing extreme.
Well, of course.
He might get a little technical for some, but we enjoy it.
A little technical for some. See, now
that's another opportunity for KUSI. If you're doing an event to raise money, you know, for something, the door is open.
Didn't you just do an event in April? That Jimmy B's?
We did. A friend of mine that owns a little motorcycle track, was actually a group of piece of property out in Dulzura, has a track, and he's been bugging me for years to come put an enduro on out there, and which we
dark
did.
Dark side.
And it's enduro. So we mixed up a motocross track, off-road track, a semi-easy enduro, and then very challenging enduro.
There's another TV segment. We can bring all the riders down that run at Del Zorro, because I guarantee you hardly anybody knows you guys run out there from a general public.
We're going to do it every other year because it's a big challenge to put it on.
I bet. Oh,
and it's just an event, and we pay some money back to the pros.
Well, but see, if you come on pros. TV a week or two early to promote it.
Well, that's the thing, Dave, which is a private
Invite event. Only.
It's an invite, so we just get the guys that want to get beat up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dad's going.
People want to, say they want to get beat up.
So your dad's going.
Well, I don't think he was invited. Well, he doesn't have motorcycles anymore, but anywho, keep going there.
Well,
I hear you, Dave.
It brings out a special group of people.
Yes, a special group.
Not too many motocross guys don't really care for it too much.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get their ass handed to them.
Right.
Can I say that on the radio?
I did warn.
Let me see. Well, Brendan didn't fall out of his chair, so you're good.
He didn't flinch, but I did. When Brendan walked up today, I go, find that 10-second delay. I knew who we were having in studio. That's why we're friends.
But it's a challenging event, and people get their money's worth when they come.
They get
out
their money's worth. Yes, definitely.
We call it very sporting.
You do charity work, though.
We
right?
do. Years ago, Joe and my friend Marty Tripes and another friend of mine, who's else in the grow? I hate to say the name on air because we lost him. It's a dear soul, Cliff Matlock, we lost.
Matlock. Yeah,
tragic loss. But anyway, we formed a little group of riders, and we put on special events down in Mexico, semi-hard enduros. Compared to how they are now, no comparison.
Right.
It was just 70 miles of torture.
Just.
And guys would get done for the day, and they'd be happy to do it. The first event we put on, we had 130 participants, and we had 13 finish. And they were all happy.
Sounds like the Romaniacs.
I know. Joe, did you do it?
Yeah. You know what?
Did you finish? Were you one of those 13?
I finished one of his rides. It was torture, and I felt like I would rather survive a plane crash than do that again.
Well, I did finish.
You're a desert racer, all right.
And me and Marty sat in a hot tub.
Brendan, are you ready?
Hold
beer.
That 10-second button. Just the thought of you and Marty in a hot tub. I don't know if we want to go any farther with that story.
But it was such a challenge, and I'm glad I did it. I can say I finished it. At the halfway point, they give you an option. They say you can take this way, A or the B.
And you took C.
I took the A loop, which is the tough one, and it was a mistake. But I did finish. I was bruised up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
people sign up for that, Dave. Yeah. Those are my people.
That's not out of the ordinary. I mean, a lot of people will do these extremes, whether they think they can do it or not.
Mm. Well, Dave, the good thing about the event is it's not a profit center. Right. All the proceeds go back to the community down in Mexico. We'll either do it to an orphanage or the school or to the senior center.
And more recently, we helped out a senior center down there for a bunch of older men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't get a whole lot, and right. We do our best to help. And then over the years, we've helped out, of course, the Off-Road Coalition. And right. So it's a fun thing. So people know when they come to the events, mm-hmm. they donate to a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, and I say this once, I say it a billion times. We're all here to give back a penny to a million.
100%.
It doesn't make any difference, because when you leave this earth, if you can't turn around and put your thumb up and said you did the best you could do with what you had, then you just wasted a whole lot of land and air.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I love it when we hear stories about people that reach out to help people less fortunate, because you've lived a good life, that you've done well, you're still walking, you're mm-hmm. still talking. Mm-hmm. Looks like your arm's still flapping the wind, so... Yeah,
yes. Pretty much.
Everything is still fairly worth. Even old Joe over here.
Well, Dave,
will you quit doing push-ups?
Dave, you know what? We're all pilgrims on this earth, right?
That's right.
None of us are permanent residents.
That's a fact. So, that is a fact. You better enjoy every single.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, and you never say no to a challenge, right, Brittany?
Give it back.
Right, Brittany?
Yes, sir. No,
we're trying to get her on a hydroplane boat.
Oh, those are fun.
I know.
They sound amazing,
but
too.
The knucklehead that was helping me get her into it sends a video of one doing a blowover.
I go, well, probably not a good video
I
to
go,
get.
Don't send her that.
It's all good. I'm just focused on the dwarf car this season.
I'm after her all the time. I'm trying to get her new media stuff.
I'm going to come up and watch you.
Yeah,
bring my grandkids up
there.
For
the dwarf?
Yeah. Blast.
At Barona?
It's a good time up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be there, and when we'll...
a little monkey.
We'll have a little barbecue.
You'll love it. I bought a Honda Monkey, you know, about a 2001,
mm-hmm.
and I painted her race car on the side
right
of the airbox. I didn't paint it. I had another guy custom paint it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, she loves it.
No, when you were talking, I was just thinking how the last time I saw you, you were racing. He just raced at the Cal VMX.
Yeah.
And you're so young, and you're still racing. I love it.
He's 42.
I love it. And you're riding, racing too, right?
We still ride, and we get out to events quite regularly.
Do you run with Cal VMX?
I have been out, and I've been invited several times to come.
He likes the enduros.
Yeah,
he
I know.
But I'm more the enduro guy.
So one cute story: guy had a brand new or had a restored Bultaco.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Wow, man, a Bultaco! I haven't ridden in one of those in a long time." I said, "Is it a real Bultaco?" He says, "Of course." He says, "Does it start well?" He goes, "Absolutely." Then it's not a Bultaco.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner. Brittany, you're a superstar as usual.
It's who you know.
Hey,
yeah, well,
Joe,
there is
you.
Something to be said
it's
about
who you
that
know.
Too.
All right. Thank you, Brittany and Dave. You guys are the best.
And you guys are always welcome back.
Thank you. Thank
All right,
you.
We're gonna take
Appreciate
a quick break.
Here.
Come right back. Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.